Jesus used to talk to us in parables to convey spiritual realities to us that are not just natural for us to understand, you know, in our human understanding. So he would make up parables, picture stories. One of the things that they did was they impressed a truth on our heart that was just not easy to forget. I'm going to read one of my favorite ones, one that actually changed my life, and then I'm going to share some things about it. So this is Matthew chapter 25. It's the parable of the 10 virgins. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards also the other virgins came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he said to them, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh." One of the things I came to understand about this parable was that it talked about virgins, and they were all virgins, but there was only, you know, one distinction between them. You know, they had wise and foolish. They all had lamps, but only the wise one actually had the oil. They had the power to make the lamp burn. I always think of the lamps as a type of a form of religion, and just, you know, just imagine that, you know, what if one of them had a lamp that said Baptist, and one of them had a lamp that said Pentecostal, one of them had a lamp that said Catholic, and, you know, and that was their form of religion. And what it boiled down to was it was only the wise virgins that had the oil, that had the power to make their lamps burn. And, you know, and the thing is that the oil was always representative of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. You know, they would pour oil on the king's head. I mean, it was just, it's just one of them things that if you study it, you know, you can ask any Bible scholar and they'll tell you that. What I'm here to ask you is, do you have the power residing in your vessel to shine light to all the world around to see? Jesus said, put your light on a stand so that everybody can see it. You know, what good does it do to us to have a light, but it just don't even shine? You know, it's just kind of useless, you know. That was one of the main things that I actually got from that verse. You know, and I think we need to ask ourselves, you know, why did the foolish ones not have the oil? You know, what were they spending their time doing? What do we got to do to get this oil? What do we got to do to actually get this power, to actually have this light shining so that everybody else can see? There's something about that I think that we need to know about. You know, it's just one of them type things that you know, if they sat there and they waited for many, many days, if they tarried in Jerusalem after Jesus was taken up into heaven to wait on the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it was like an urgent thing to them, they didn't go about doing any other business until they got that power from on high. But anyways, thank you for listening.